Welcome to the Stuff Belle Says podcast, where we talk about life lessons, light bulb moments on the trail, and daily adventures.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to the Stuff Belle Says podcast. I am excited to talk about this topic today because I like to eat and I also like food. So I hope that this episode will give you ideas, recommendations, and things about food on the trails. If you haven't yet, as I always say, don't forget to rate and subscribe this podcast so others can see it and use it if they are needing it for their trips in the future or just for daily adventures. We are trying to grow our Instagram following. So we will be doing a giveaway soon, and I will let you guys know and keep you posted on what that will be and when that will be. But for now, keep sharing if you can and let other people know that this podcast exists. So today we are going to continue on the High Sierra Trail series. Man, I feel like it's been such a long time, but it really has been only a month ago. It hasn't been that long, but it just feels like it's forever ago. You know, being out here in the city kind of drowns out the time, and time goes really fast for some reason. And I know it's the same 24 hours, but it's really, really different. So today we're gonna talk about food, and if you haven't had a chance to browse through the old episodes, the recent episodes we had, I did talk about gear. Go ahead and do so and let me know what you guys think. Last time we talked about the gear that I took to the High Sierra. I did list out what those things were, and I hope that that is helpful for some of you. So today we're going to talk about food, specifically food that I brought with me to the High Sierra Trail. And I believe this is an important topic because food is fuel. And when we were out there, you know, it's important to eat the right stuff and to eat a good amount of stuff so you can be successful in whatever it is that you're doing that day. So just kind of like a quick recap here, we did the High Sierra Trail, 72-mile hike from west to east of the Eastern Sierras or the Sierra Nevadas. And we consumed, I would say, about 3,000 calories a day, depending on how hard the hike was for that day. Especially like day 7 was only like 3 miles. So I'm pretty sure we didn't consume 3,000 that day. And it wasn't very difficult for that day. But on other days, especially day 2, day 3, you know, 4, all those, I mean, I would say majority of it was pretty strenuous. So there is an amount of calories that you do have to intake, you know, when you do hikes like the High Sierra. And if you do like a peak bagging day out here, maybe in the SoCal region, I would say doing something like Mount Baldy or something around that kind of caliber, it really does require a lot of food. And so this was one of those things that I really made sure I had enough of. I had to make sure that this was something I pre-planned. And so I want to talk about that because I think that throughout the entire time, I was pretty much under calorie, you know, the intake I had, although I felt like I had enough energy to sustain me. And I'll talk about why. When I weighed myself, when I got home, I was about 5 to 7 pounds lighter. And, you know, it's been a month already. And it's kind of nice to basically keep it. You know, I've also been working out, doing some local hikes and stuff like that, and keeping up with training. Just want to be ready at any time. I want to split this episode up into 3 groups. One, the pre-trip, what things that we did, or I did at least when it comes to food, the stuff that we ate during. And also, let me talk about like post-trail plans, you know, and I want to talk about these 3 things and kind of make it all organized here. So let's begin with the pre-trip. I really chose some high caloric food, stuff that are high in sodium, protein, you know, some complex carbs and lots of carbs, really. Food that had sugar, not just, you know, processed sugar, but also food that had like natural sugars, such as strawberries and blueberries that I had in my oatmeal. And these are stuff that you can pretty much get. I'm no food expert, guys, but this is basically just stuff that I did and I'm just sharing it all to you. I'm pretty sure there are a lot of sites and blogs and all kinds of food experts out there. And in fact, there is this one blog that I found, and this person is like a food nutritionist. And my goodness, she really writes out everything, and that's all great, but I'm more of like, you know, the average hiker person just talking about food. So I'm just going to share that to you guys. And so I chose all those things, the high sodium protein, complex carbs, some lots of junk carbs, to be honest, just to kind of get through. Had sugar, all these things I pretty much repackaged in Ziploc bags to fit in a bear can more appropriately. And I also usually use freezer bags because the freezer bags are very strong and they help with making sure they don't rip in the middle of your trip, which happened because I pretty much, some parts I used like a sandwich bag that was more generic and not really the freezer bags. And the moment I stuffed it in there when I was closing my bear canister, it would rip apart. Very small, but if you have stuff like oatmeal with milk in it, powdered milk, it really is not good. So having stuff in a freezer bag is really helpful. And you could actually, this is a hack that I learned where I usually just put hot water in the freezer bags. And if you have one of those padded mailers that actually work as something to heat it up or keep the heat in there instead of using like a Mountain House bag, which in fact, I did also bring an empty Mountain House bag just to use it for that purpose, but I only use it like once or twice because I didn't really want to wash it or anything like that. That's another thing, like doing dishes out in the wilderness. It's sometimes very tough, especially if you're in bear country. You don't want to be throwing out food on the ground, which I was pretty, it was happening a lot for me and spilling everywhere, man. I don't know why. Maybe my hands were just tired or something. I was spilling all over and had to bury certain things and, you know, stuff like that. So anyway, I used Ziploc bags and that was very helpful to repack most of the food that I brought. And so I brought way more than I needed. Really, I ended up with, you know, 2 days worth of food. And that's partly because, you know, I had the runs the first couple of days. And day 6 and 7, we had the rains. And so I did not get to eat proper dinner that night. I did not really have to cook because I opted not to cook on those days where there was a lot of rain and I didn't want to eat in my tent or cook in my tent. So I pretty much ate a lot of snacks those two nights. And that gave me an idea that in the future, I really need to bring something that I can just eat without having to cook. That is enough for a meal. And so that's for future reference, which I will talk about later. So day 8, we're all snacks. You know, when we were climbing up Whitney, we didn't really have time to sit and eat a proper meal. We tried on top of Whitney. I had a tortilla and tuna, which the tortilla fell in the tortilla crevasse because it fell through one of the holes. And there goes my tortilla. No more tortilla. I just ate the tuna raw. And if you're up there on Whitney and you find my tortilla, maybe it's gone by now. Actually, I don't think anyone could see it. It's all the way down. But leave no trace. But man, it's one of those things, you know, you couldn't avoid it. It was something that fell and there was no way I could pick it up. So hopefully it all decomposes in the best way possible. Maybe marmots are gonna eat it, and they're super fat actually. I don't know if they actually go up that high. I didn't actually see them up there, but maybe. I don't know if they actually go that high. Anyway, that's a side note. So how did I plan my meals? First of all, I wrote them down in my Moleskine journal, and I wrote them down in categories. I made things simple by keeping it similar with a variety. And one of the things that I really am so thankful to have known, to have a variety of food while you're out there, because really if you're there for like 8 days and 7 to 8 days and you're eating the same thing, you're gonna get sick of it. So I categorize them into breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snacks, and I lay them out on the table, the physical ones, when I, you know, repack them and everything. I'll post this on my Instagram. I did post a picture a few weeks ago with my setup when it comes to food, but that was actually, I had to redo that and add more things. And so I'll show you guys once, I'll put it up on the stories. So yeah, have a variety of food. So you're eating something new every day, especially if you're out there for a few days. It's nice to have something different, you know, not to have the same thing in your mouth. And man, it's just a great advice that I got, and I want to share that to you guys. So yeah, as far as prep, you know, think about things, read a lot, look at YouTube videos, which I did. I watch a lot of videos where I basically looked for ideas where it wouldn't be so expensive, thinking that you're out there for 8 days. I don't want to eat dehydrated meals for 8 days. And in fact, I probably only ate one or two. And so preparation is super important because, you know, when you're out there and you don't like what you're eating, it's not good. You know, it's gonna just make it worse for you when you're already tired and you're eating something that you don't like. It's nice, at least for me, this is something that at least makes me happy, you know, where I'm eating the right food and I'm eating food that I'm actually enjoying. So have a variety. Prep, put them in Ziplocs as much as possible. Try to minimize space when it comes to repackaging things. You know, that's why the Mountain House meals, I repackage them in Ziploc bags because the Mountain House bags are super thick and super heavy and also super bulky. That's the right word, super bulky. So it's better that you repackage these things. It's just easier. So yeah, do a lot of research on that. And hopefully a few of my tips help. Let me go over a few of the things that I did. For breakfast, I had multiple different oatmeals. I had oatmeal with a variety of freeze-dried fruits that I got from Trader Joe's. Good stuff. I still actually have extra. So when I got home, I made some because I had it there and I didn't want it to go to waste. So freeze-dried fruits, they have blueberries, they have, I think they have other things that I didn't even bring, but those are two things that I actually would like. I should have added some more things in there, like nuts or cranberries or something of that sort, but I just kept it simple. I had oatmeal almost every day, I would say, but because it was a variety, it was nice to not have the same taste in my mouth, even though I know it's oatmeal. So I prepackaged all of that in a small bag, you know, made them at home first and made sure that this was something that I would like to eat. And the oatmeal was one of those like quick oats. So it was fast to make and literally took like a minute and then I have my oatmeal. So that's that. For breakfast, I had black coffee. I was going to bring our Yonder Coffee Adventure Cup, but I decided not to for the purpose of not having to bring extra weight for the waste part of it, because the Adventure Cups are pour overs. They're great if you're car camping or if you're doing an overnight or if you're at an established campground where there are trash bins. That's great, but for the backpacking purposes, that is something that I have to rethink in the future. So I bought this coffee. I think it was Nescafe or something like that, or Taster's Choice. Don't tell them, guys, but it was nasty. It was not good. So I had to disguise it with either a dark chocolate melted into my coffee, which I brought like a whole bar of it. I also had a cocoa mix that I got from Trader Joe's. And I would just add that in there. And other times when I didn't have it anymore, I would just drink it black. It's not the best, but you know, it got me through it. The taste of caffeine and coffee in my mouth at least helped out. But taste-wise, I will not do this again. Maddie brought something else, Alpine Start, I believe it's what it's called, and it tasted like 100% better. So something along those lines you can. There are suggestions. I'll put some suggestions on the show notes for that. I will put a link of the Yonder Adventure Cups, which is what we produce, and it's helpful. I decided not to bring it for the purpose of weight, and that worked out fine for me. But for car camping and other stuff, that's definitely something that I would recommend. And I bring that myself all the time because it's helpful. So anyway, away from the drinks, I did have some dehydrated breakfast from Mountain House to put on a tortilla. And this is really cool because I brought Tapatio packets and salt and pepper packets and put that all in there, and boom, you got your breakfast wrap. Breakfast wrap was like an amazing thing, you know, if you have like a big day to start it off. And I brought tortillas that are the gordita tortillas, so they're not as big as like a burrito, but enough to fill you up for the day. I believe it was probably almost 200 calories for each of the bread. Each of a tortilla, not bread, tortilla. I don't know what they're called. Tortilla paper or tortilla, I don't know, a tortilla thing, like one item of tortilla. So yeah, I brought that. It's great. The breakfast from Mountain House, again, repackaged that into Ziploc bags and just got that. It's the one with bacon, put all the condiments that you want. And that was really great. There was one of the days that I brought, or I had mac and cheese. I put my uncured bacon bits in there. It was not made well. I didn't do a good job on this one, and it was gross. I did not like it at all, but this is an example of when you don't try it at home, even though you know what it tastes like, it just did not come out right. Obviously, I don't want to bring trash, so it has to come inside my stomach. And that needs to be reconsidered for future trips because that was just not good. If I could gag at that moment, I would have, but I was like, okay, I just gotta eat this. And it was at least worth 200 or 300 calories. So I just had to eat it. It was fine, but it was gross at the same time. So that's gonna be reconsidered. For lunch, I had tuna packs, a variety of tuna packs. I had hot and spicy, hickory smoke, spicy Thai chili, you know, like all kinds of stuff. And Starkists, they actually make this, and you can go to like other off brands out there that have multiple different kinds, lemon pepper, you know, it's insane. The amount of variety there is in this world, it's crazy. So I had that. I had tuna packs pretty much every lunchtime. That was my big protein that I would eat for the day. I also had like a chicken salad pack where Starkist makes it too, and they have all these other stuff. They call it like chicken creations or something like that. I thought it was tuna, but it's actually real chicken, which was great. And that was awesome too to eat. I had elote chips. It was like this, it's basically almost tastes like Fritos, but they're a little bit more fancier, and they're from Trader Joe's, and they taste 100% better than just regular Frito chips. So for those of you guys that are Frito chips fans, try this out and see if you like it. But if you don't, that's okay. I'm not going to be offended. It was good. And I usually add it onto my tortilla with the tuna or the chicken salad. And I'll put the chips on there. I'll use a flatbread or a tuna or a tortilla bread, tortilla, paper. I don't know really what they're called. If you know what they're called, can you let me know? Drop me a message on Instagram and let me know what that is or how they call it, how each piece of tortilla is called. So I had that. Tuna packs, variety, tuna flavors, chips, tortilla bread and flatbread and or, okay, one each for whatever lunch day it is. I had those Baby Bells cheese and it was so good, but it lasted on day 3 because I clearly had the runs. And so I did not eat any of that anymore. It was the Gouda one, Gouda Baby Bell. It tastes delicious, but it did not work for me. So basically, I just stopped eating it. I made wraps with it. So I had like a pseudo quesadilla. I didn't melt the cheese because there was one time we were at Precipice Lake. That was the last time I ate cheese, at least for the Baby Bells. And it did not come out right. So that was like the worst day of my life. I did bring that. I think it's great if you're just doing it overnight or maybe 2 nights or something. Other than that, I personally would not bring it. Or you can bring a block of hard cheese. I think that works out better, which in the future I will do. Either Gouda cheese, which actually held up really great for mine, but I was too scared to eat it, so I didn't. I ended up throwing it. It's such a waste. But you can bring something like that, and I know I've seen people do it, and it's fine. So you can make wraps out of that. So it was great. Lunch was always on point. It was easy. I didn't have to cook. It was something fast and I just put it in my wrap and boom, eat it. It was delicious. So I always had snacks and desserts too after lunch usually. So I brought Rice Krispies and I just brought 3 because I didn't want to eat it all the time that eventually I'll get tired of it. So what I realized is that Rice Krispies with peanut butter is so good. A peanut butter packet has 210 calories and the Rice Krispies is like another, I don't know, 100 calories. It's really small. But when I put the peanut butter on the Rice Krispies, boom, 310 calories immediately for this like this small thing. So when you have your lunch and that, automatically you have at least 500 to 700 calories depending on what you're eating with your actual lunch meal. So I had desserts pretty much like almost all the time. I had that Rice Krispies stuff. I would eat peanut butter by itself as dessert or a snack. I had Kind bars, and this is a specific one because I don't like all Kind bars. It is the Kind bar with dark chocolate and sea salt in it. I forgot if it was caramel and almond or something like that, but it was dark chocolate with sea salt. For me, that's like such a good balance because I'm not a sweets eater. I'm not a big sweets person. I do like a lot of salty stuff. I do like a lot of savory things, but this is one of those things that when I ate it, it was just perfect for my mouth and for my taste buds. So I really like this one. This was something easy to bring as well. My pants have pockets. I have like four pockets. So I have one on my right, one on my left. I'd usually have my peanut butter pack on my right. I'd have a Kind bar on my left. And on my left pocket, I usually have my peppermint oil because sometimes like it just helps me breathe. And on the right, I believe I had my chapstick or one of those things. So anything that's easy access, I would put that there. Actually, on my left pocket too, I put the Noon tablets. That's easy access for me. So I can just grab my smart water bottle and put the Noon tablets there when we filter water. Or if I want electrolytes right away, I just have it there. And it makes things easy. Man, pockets are great. You know, pockets are helpful. And I really enjoyed having a good pair of pants that have those kind of pockets. So thank you, Eddie Bauer, First Essence. You did good to me because that was very helpful. So anyway, Kind bars with dark chocolate and sea salt. I had dried mangoes from Trader Joe's. I had sour gummy worms. I really like gummy worms. I could eat them all day. In fact, I always keep them as much as possible in my day pack because I like to eat them. They're easy to eat and they're sour. I had also this Korean pork jerky. I was going to say pork jelly. Korean pork jerky from Costco. You can buy a big pack. And what I did is I just repacked it and put it in my freezer bags. And I maybe filled up half of the half gallon, so 1/4 gallon, duh. And it was enough for all 8 days. You know, obviously I didn't eat it all the time. I would eat it with my ramen, which I'll talk about in a bit. I eat it with other things or by itself, and it was super helpful. It was high calorie, lots of protein, and also has fat because it's pork. So it was delicious. On the trail while hiking, I forgot about this. I did have honey stinger gummies that I put in my, I also repacked these things and just put them all in one small Ziploc, and I would keep them in my pocket. And whenever I feel like, oh, I'm hungry or I'm tired, but we're still hiking, I would stuff some in my mouth, maybe one or two or two or three at a time. And it really helps. You know, this is one of those gummies that don't have the caffeine. I actually got traumatized with the caffeine one because when we were hiking Half Dome, and I may have just not had enough electrolytes or salt, I don't know what it is, but I had the caffeine one and I was shaking. I was literally trembling, not because I was tired, but because of the caffeine that was in it. So I said, no, not anymore. I used to use Cliff Blocks. That's what it was. Cliff Blocks with caffeine. It's good, but it's not really the best for me. So I figured that out soon enough. And thank God I did, because otherwise that would have been really tough to be shaking on the High Sierra Trail. So basically that's that part. I had those things. Again, I had the PB packets in my pocket. Packets in your pocket. Come on. Kind bars, Noon tablets for water. And let's go to dinner. Let me tell you a secret. But not so secret, I ate ramen every day. I literally ate ramen every single day except for two nights that I did not cook. So I had ramen every day. I made ramen bomb, which has instant mashed potatoes, ramen noodles, and I added a meat of some sort, either the uncured bacon bits or the pork jerky. That's what I had. So I had a meat of some sort, ramen, and the mashed potatoes. And I brought a variety of ramen just because Asians do have a variety of them and we eat them all the time. So Japanese tonkatsu, I had one of those or a couple of those. It's like white-based type of broth. I had the Korean soy sauce ramen, and I had a Filipino ramen that is supposed to be more of like a chow mein type, but because I didn't want to throw out water, I basically drank it, you know, like a regular ramen. So these stuff are super, super high in sodium. I would typically not eat this on a regular day, even though I did make some the other day just for the sake of remembering the High Sierra Trail. But it's super, super salty. So when you're out there, it's really helpful to have a lot of salt. So I ate this every night only because it's very salty. And it's very high in carb, and I put a lot of protein in it, so it prepared me for, and it has a lot of starch, so it prepared me for the next day's hike. So this is the reason why I ate this. And even with ramen bomb, you know, with the mashed potatoes in it, even added, you know, more complex carbs with the mashed potatoes. But I mean, it's not the healthiest thing, to be honest with you guys. This is not. Next time I would add a few more things in there, which I'll talk about for the post trail plans that I have when it comes to food. So I brought some stuff that I did not eat, such as the summer sausage that I brought. I brought like a whole thing. I thought I was going to add these to my ramen, but first day I tried it and it did not taste good. One of those things that you have to learn is you should try your food before going out there, because I wasted and carried maybe half a pound of weight for nothing. So summer sausage I did not eat after day one. I brought a block of Gouda cheese, which I ate maybe two or three times, or maybe just two times. And that's it. I had the Baby Bell and I did eat, I would say, maybe five of them. And after that, I had to stash them away. Did not use them at all. I had honey packets. Actually, they were like honey, you know, those deli honey stuff. I just had them and I had to throw them away in my pack, in my trash, because it exploded. Partly because I stuffed my bear can so much that when I was trying to close it, it was just like exploding under there and literally spilled honey all over, and I had to clean it up. Not the best thing to do. So I did not end up eating my honey. I had a Mountain House Mexican rice and chicken. I do love Mexican food. And this is one of those plans that I had, that I would wrap this into a tortilla, but I gave it away because I was scared I'd have the runs again. So I said, no more dehydrated food for me, at least for that trip. I will still eat dehydrated food. I just have to pick and choose what I'm going to eat. So for dinner, that's basically what I ate, you know, and the stuff I didn't bring or I didn't eat that I brought, it was a waste. Some of them I really had to throw, and lesson learned, I really just have to plan this out better. Condiments, I did bring the Tapatio packets. I had salt and pepper packets. And one of the best things I brought was a McDonald's salsa packet. It tastes so good. And I know you're probably like, oh gosh, McDonald's. Yeah, like they make this breakfast burritos that are only like a dollar or something. And I like to get that because it's easy to eat and it does taste like trail food. So I had McDonald's, I think, a few days before the trip. And I got extra packets and I brought that with me. And I ate it and it was good. You know, it just had like the right amount of this deliciousness, you know, that I wanted on the trail. So I had that. For drinks, I basically just had water and the Noon tablets for electrolytes. Also, I had various flavors for the Noon tablets. And so that served as like juice. You know, if you really wanted something that's a little different than water, I had like pink lemonade or lime, or I think it's just those two, but that was good. So let's wrap this up because, wow, time is quick. I'm just talking about food and boom, 30 minutes is going. So post-trail, I am constantly considering everything I eat outside of the trail as something that I can pack on a backpacking trip. And I think this is a mindset that you constantly have to think about, because if you're out there all the time, I might as well make it a habit to plan in my head what I would like to eat. So every time I would eat something, you know, I would think, can I pack this for a trip? You know, and that's something I want to already constantly try. So anything that's lightweight but with heavy calories is really good. Even if you're just going on a day hike or overnight or 2 day trip or whatever, but at least if you're doing like a through hike or a longer trip, something lightweight but with heavy calories is really good. I think the instant mashed potatoes is really an awesome idea. They also have Knorr packets, like Knorr sides. I actually bought some, but I didn't bring them. So I will try those things and see if that might work in the future. I would also bring some nuts, you know, something that has high caloric values in it, because it's just helpful to have more. Food is fuel and fuel is good performance. So another thing that I'm just constantly thinking is that if I can't eat them at home, I may not eat it on the trail. So I have to enjoy it now or when I'm out there. You know, people say the opposite, where if you eat it on the trail, it's good on the trail. But in real person, like Clif Bars, it's one of those things. I used to eat a lot of Clif Bars. I don't eat them anymore. I got sick of it. I don't like them anymore and I don't like them at all. So I'm not going to eat Clif Bars because I don't even eat them on a day-to-day basis, but I'll eat something else. So that's what I'm saying. Whatever you eat in person now, whatever you eat now outside the trails, you will most likely eat it out there. So that's just my new principle. And I'm all about enjoying my food on the trail. you know, whatever has the simplest setup, like a tortilla and tuna and chips and maybe a little bit of sauce or whatever, I'm all for that. I'm all about the simplest things. Take time to plan this part out because you'll end up eating stuff you don't want to eat, like what I said. So in the future, I'm actually planning to purchase a dehydrator to make my own meals. I'll test them out at home and start doing it that way from now on. It'll save me a lot of money and I'll know exactly what's in my meal. I know exactly what's there. I know what type of seasoning I'm putting in there. And obviously because, you know, these are dehydrated stuff that won't have preservatives, I will have to pretty much eat it very quickly or freeze it or something. You know, there are ways to preserve your dehydrated food. So I'll be adding more complex carbs in the future, you know, making more dehydrated like vegetables that have, you know, high caloric value and at the same time, very healthy stuff. I want to dehydrate those things and start planning those things out for the future. So I bought a lot of food that I didn't end up bringing, such as couscous. And those were really easy to make when I tried making them at home. Those almost taste like rice, you know, and you can add stuff to it like a protein of some sort and it's really good. So I'm gonna do that for next time. It's easy and fast to make. Also, another tip is when you're in high elevation, it takes longer to boil water. So you have to consider that in order for you to save on fuel, you know, and your gas. And things like couscous, what you can do is let it boil really fast, however time it takes, and then turn it off, turn off your fuel, and then close it up and leave it there for another 9 to 10 minutes, and usually it's fine. That's what I've been doing to conserve fuel as well. So that's just like a side tip when it comes to cooking. It'll cook fast on its own heat in there, and it'll save you a lot of either money or fuel to not bring extra. Because again, if you listen to the gear episode, I only brought one fuel canister that was already used. So if you think about it, I had enough for all 8 days. Maybe I didn't if I cooked all 8 nights, which I did not, or seven nights, but it was plenty for me. So anyway, so I bought a lot of food that I didn't end up bringing. I also have this Patagonia Provisions black bean soup that looks really good, but I didn't have any more room, so I didn't bring it. In the future, I would like to bring this Alpine Air spicy cheddar bean dip. I've tried this before and I completely forgot about it and I didn't bring any of that stuff. So maybe in the future I will do that. I want to bring more easy access snacks in the future in case, like what happened to me, I don't get to cook for whatever reason, then I have something. Because really what happened those 2 nights is I stuffed all kinds of things like the pretzels, you know, the braided pretzel, honey braided pretzels. I literally ate them. I ate a lot of dried mangoes. I ate all my candy. Like I just, whatever had calories in it and I didn't want to cook, I just stuffed them in because I needed calories for the next day. So these are the kind of things that I have to be aware of for the future. One of the things that I was going to do is make spam musubis. They're delicious. I was going to make it for the first 2 days, but I did not have time. So that didn't end up going. You know, I think you'll save a lot of money by not buying a lot of pre-made dehydrated food. Although I know they do make some good stuff out there and you have to find them. You have to try them out. There are a lot of brands that are coming up these days and some of them are very healthy. And so, you know, once I encounter those things, I will share that to you guys. But if you do have ideas of food and food on the trail, you know, and especially if you are in a time pinch, especially for an upcoming backpacking trip you might have, having those dehydrated food is always good because they're easy and quick. They're already made. So try them out first because not everything is good. And remember, food is fuel. So if you're not fueled, you're going to be starving and you won't perform well on the trails. So just a couple of recommendations that I have. I'll put this on the show notes as well. Mountain House, the beef stroganoff. Oh, so good. If you like that kind of stuff, it's pasta with beef. And, you know, if you're a meat eater, this is really good. Breakfast stuff, they have those things with eggs and bacon. And, you know, they have the hash or whatever. I forgot what it's called, but something like breakfast skillet. That's what it was. It was delicious. Obviously, if you're not a meat eater, there are other options out there. And because I am a meat eater, that's why I'm sharing these things. But I know there's a lot of you out there that are either vegan or vegetarian. And there's a lot of options out there now, which is so, so good. They cater to a lot of different food eaters, I guess. You know, it's not just the meat eaters now, but we have all kinds of eaters. And that's an awesome thing. So yeah, I hope this episode is helpful. You know, send some tips, recommendations. And I personally like to always learn and get better. You know, this might be something that worked for me for this time around, but I'm always learning. So there's always going to be something to learn when it comes to food. So send me a message, you know, send me something that we can share to everybody and continually learn from each other. And yeah, as always, go out there and enjoy the day. You know, national forests are still closed in California where I am recording this, but we can start preparing for, say, shoulder season or winter adventures that are coming up. So look for the adventures in the daily, you know, whether it be at home, at work, or anywhere you go. You know, there's always something. Keep things simple, guys, and find the lessons in every day. And that's it. I'll talk to you guys in the next episode. Don't forget to rate and subscribe. And again, thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. And let me know what you guys think and what you'd like to hear for the future episodes. We have other things coming up. And besides that, have a great day and enjoy. Go out there and have an adventure. Bye-bye.